After the oil crisis of the 1970s, France invested heavily in nuclear facilities, and today the country is much less dependent on foreign oil. Elsewhere, nuclear energy was demonized, but in France it was accepted and even respected. As many nations make the case for nuclear energy again, they are examining the French model. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
On the coast of Normandy, overlooking the English Channel, sits the nuclear power plant at Flamanville. Its two reactors generate enough electricity for the entire regions of Normandy and Brittany. France has 58 nuclear power plants like this, which meet 80% of its total electricity needs and allow it to export power to Britain, Germany, and Italy. Laurence Triquer is senior vice president at Électricité de France, the world's largest power company.
France chose nuclear because we have no oil, gas, or coal resources. And recent events have only reinforced the wisdom of our choice. Nuclear energy is safe, respectful of the environment, and competitive. We have more than 400 safety checks a year. The price of nuclear energy won't fluctuate, and nuclear energy does not produce greenhouse emissions.
France began beefing up its civil nuclear program after the 1974 oil crisis. Over the next decade, the country built nearly two reactors a year. While the 1979 and 1986 nuclear accidents at Three Mile Island and Chernobyl turned public opinion in the U.S. and Europe against nuclear energy, in France, nuclear never went out of fashion. French and German engineers have already developed the next generation of nuclear reactors, expected to start commercial operation in the next 5 years. Bertrand Barret, with the government-owned company Areva, the world's largest builder of nuclear power stations, says the new generation will be even safer.
Now, we have to demonstrate that the risk is lower, okay? But that even if there is an accident destroying the core, there is no massive radioactivity release outside of the plant. We must demonstrate that everything stays contained inside the plant.
Visible in the distance across the water from Flamanville is La Hague, the world's largest nuclear recycling facility. At La Hague, spent uranium is reprocessed into further usable fuel. The recycling process leaves behind highly radioactive, weapons-grade, pure plutonium. French environmentalists say the so-called economic benefits of nuclear energy are far outweighed by the dangers of its byproducts and their storage. Hélène Gassin works for Greenpeace in Paris.
The nuclear reactors are risky. So you have the accident risk, you have the waste problem. Nobody knows what to do with nuclear waste for thousands of years. And you have the terrorist risk, of course. In France, we have 58 reactors, 58 targets.
To prove their point, Greenpeace activists recently surrounded and chained themselves to a truck transporting plutonium from La Hague to an undisclosed burial site as it stopped at an intersection in the middle of a French town. But the French government and the powerful nuclear lobby seem determined to press on towards their goal of using nuclear power to achieve energy independence for France.
De lancer dès maintenant la conception au sein...
French President Jacques Chirac recently announced plans for yet another generation of nuclear power stations, these to come online by the year 2020. Areva and the French government are also aggressively selling French nuclear know-how to other countries, especially China. Back in Normandy, taxi driver Jean-Louis Francoise lives and works between La Hague and Flamanville. He describes the area as both the most beautiful and the most nuclearized spot on Earth. Everyone here, says Françoise, is linked directly or indirectly to the nuclear industry.
The nuclear facilities create the jobs that allow us to stay in our region. The economic side makes us forget the dark side of nuclear energy, like the risk of accidents. If there ever were a Chernobyl-type accident on our peninsula, we know we would have no chance of getting out. But we never talk about that around here. It's kind of a taboo subject.
While French public opinion in the past has been behind the government's nuclear energy ambitions, there are signs that might be changing. A recent opinion poll in France asked whether nuclear power should be the response to the current energy crisis. Only 8% of respondents answered oui. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.